This is among the State Patrol unit that was advancing up the street, saying and scattering the protesters at that point for people to clear the area. And so we walked away. I'm sorry?
You're under arrest.
Okay. Do you mind telling me why I'm under arrest, sir? Why am I under arrest, sir?
I've asked you to get out of here.
Okay. Don't touch me.
I've asked.
Do not touch me.
You're under arrest.
Okay.
You're under arrest. Put your camera down. You're under arrest too.
Okay.
So you're telling me media is not essential service?
I was under information that I was provided that I'm acting on today. That's the information that I was given.
So I'm not allowed in the square right now.
Yes, sir.
This is what it sounds like when someone is arrested while reporting or gathering news. We tend to think this does not happen in Canada. We tend to think of it as being rare in the United States. We, as news consumers, likely give the prospect little thought. We who work in or study various aspects of news production need to give it more thought than we've been accustomed to doing. The risk of being harassed by police or arrested while gathering news appears to be increasing. So I'm wondering out loud today, in Canada, is gathering and reporting the news an essential service? I'm Paul Cross. This is Cross Talk, Media History, Commentary, and Analysis, Season 5, Episode 11. The U.S. Press Freedom Tracker, an umbrella group for a coalition of news-gathering associations, reports more than 350 journalists were assaulted while on the job in 2020. 86 had equipment damaged. We've already seen that happen in 2021. Remember the pile of stolen and smashed gear at the U.S. Capitol January 6th? And you surely remember the president who called mainstream media the enemy of the people and actively turned supporters against reporters. You may not have heard that Press Freedom Tracker has evidence of 123 people being arrested or detained by police while working to gather or report the news in 2020. You heard a bit from one of the most high-profile cases off the top. Omar Jimenez, a CNN reporter who is black, being arrested by Minnesota State Police in Minneapolis. He's reporting on the situation the morning after one of the big protests over the police killing of George Floyd. This is May 29th, and Jimenez is reporting live on air on CNN.
And this is a scene here playing out in Minneapolis. This is part of the advanced police presence that we saw come over the course of really minutes when the local police showed up at the fire department, or with the fire department, I should say, on that building we showed you that was burning. This is among the State Patrol unit that was advancing up the street, saying and scattering the protesters at that point for people to clear the area. And so we walked away. I'm sorry?
You're under arrest.
Okay. Do you mind telling me why I'm under arrest, sir? Why am I under arrest, sir?
Officer is with CNN and he's on the air right now.
Okay.
You are arresting him live on CNN. We told you before that we are with CNN.
If you're just tuning in, you are watching our correspondent, Omar Jimenez, being arrested by state police in Minnesota. We're not sure why our correspondent is being arrested.
Hang on one second, Allison. Let's listen into what these officers are saying. That is an American television reporter, Omar Jimenez, being led away by police officers. He clearly identified himself as a reporter.
Jimenez and then his camera operator are put in handcuffs and taken away by police. At the moment I am producing this episode, there's already word of 3 arrests of journalists in the U.S. so far in 2021. What about Canada? It was June 2020 when a police officer in Hamilton, not far from Toronto, was found guilty of 4 counts under the Police Services Act for arresting a global TV news videographer and a freelance journalist at the scene of a traffic accident in 2017.
They've, just so you know, they have put up tape just now, and we're well behind the tape, just so you know.
Okay. I've asked you to get out of here.
Okay. Don't touch me.
I've asked.
Do not touch me.
You're under arrest.
Okay.
You're under arrest. Put your camera down. You're under arrest, too.
Okay. No problem.
I've asked you to stay away from him.
No problem. Just so you know, you are on the phone right now with an officer. Put your camera down. Put your hand behind your back if you don't want your stuff to be broken.
Just
roll. Arrest.
Put it down. Let it go.
Let it go.
One news worker was charged with obstruction of police and resisting arrest, the charges later withdrawn. Not far from Hamilton, a freelance journalist is among those arrested during the continuing 1492 Land Back Lane protest, a demand for recognition of Indigenous rights. And that brings us to the current state of emergency in Ontario, set to last at least until sometime in February. When the province of Ontario declared a state of emergency because of the COVID-19 pandemic, it followed up with a long list of what it considers essential businesses and services in May 2020. Same list applies under the newest state of emergency. But is news gathering an essential service? Are reporters and camera operators and photographers protected? Words matter, always. So listen to this. The Government of Canada, under its Ministry of Public Safety, has on its website a page saying Guidance on Essential Services and Functions in Canada during the COVID-19 pandemic. It specifies these workers as being essential. Listen. Workers who support radio, television, and media service, including but not limited to frontline news reporters, studio and technicians for news gathering and reporting. So the federal government of Canada says news gathering is essential. But listen to how the government of the province of Ontario dilutes that in its list of essential services under a category headed Telecommunications and IT Infrastructure Service Providers. This, newspapers, radio, and television broadcasting. So Ontario thinks we need newspapers and we need broadcasting, but there's no mention of news gathering or reporting or acts of journalism. Words matter. And on January 23rd, while people who think it's an infringement of their rights to be told to wear a mask around people they don't live with are protesting in downtown Toronto at Yonge Dundas Square, a police officer steps in front of a news camera operator from City TV.
Now, it essentially is that media at this point in time is not essential service right in the square. So we can't have you come and gather and stay for a while and loiter because unless you're out for an essential reason, which is grocery shopping, going to a doctor, things along those lines.
So you're telling me media is not essential service?
That is under information that I was provided that I'm acting on today, that's the information that I was giving.
So I'm not allowed in the square right now?
Yes, sir.
When did that become a thing? So I'm just for my own edification.
I can't tell you the exact date that started or anything like that. I'm just telling you on the information that I've provided and that I'm acting on today is not the information I was given, okay?
And can I have your name and badge number, officer?
Yep. You can see my name right there.
Can I just get a quick close-up of it there, if you don't mind,
sir? There you go.
Okay, so you're telling me I have to leave the square? What happens if I don't leave the square?
Then I will be giving you the ticket, okay?
Okay.
All right, so I'm cautioning you right now and I'm giving you the opportunity to leave on your own admission or you will be fined, okay?
A police officer says he's been told that news gathering is not essential. And a weekend videographer sees no alternative but to turn and leave the scene of one of the social issues of our time. City TV obviously wants the public to know about this. I got the sound from YouTube after seeing a tweet with the video from City's related radio station 680 News. I see no reaction so far from advocacy groups such as the Radio Television Digital News Directors Association or the Canadian Association of Journalists. As a part-time contract worker for News Talk 1010 Radio in Toronto, I carry a printout of a federal government document and a letter from the company that indicate I am an essential worker in case of some kind of incident involving police. I'm not going to make a constitutional argument about news gathering today. That's for another time, and I have touched on it in the past. Words matter. We have a problem here. The government whose legislation covers the largest police force in Canada does not include news gathering, news production, news reporting in its list of essential services. This may be a limited, isolated incident. But what if it's not? This is Crosstalk. I'm Paul Cross. I study and I teach podcasting and radio.